Migrant labour does not undercut wages, okay? It is exploitative bosses that seek to undermine national agreements. That's our emphasis.
So you'd be happy then for immigration to rise if Labour's
I think these targets are arbitrary. The Conservative government broke every single target that they put in place. When I knock on people's doors in the community that I represent and I ask them, every single door that I am on, what are the main issues that you are concerned about? And that is education, it's housing,
well,
it's the right that
Len
they have
McCluskey,
at work.
The leader of the Unite Union, would disagree with you on that. He's talked to The Guardian today. He thinks it's very important, particularly in certain northern and midland constituencies. And he says it's wrong, in my view, to have any greater free movement of labour unless you get stricter labour market regulation.
Yeah, and you just heard me talk about a system that we will implement of sectoral collective bargaining. We will have a workers' protection agency that will be the friend of the good employer, the individual worker and the trade union, where we'll be looking to enforce those employment standards. You know, it isn't right that we place the blame on numbers of immigrants for wages. Actually, those employers that seek to undermine those national agreements are to blame for the exploitation
of
all workers.
Some of the people you're hoping to attract in this election do think that. Len McCluskey says white working class supporters of Leave in the 2016 referendum will be driven into the arms of a hard right party unless their concerns about migration were dealt with.
And he talked about stricter regulations, and that is what we are proposing. So exactly those issues that people on the doorstep say to me around pay, so in work poverty, the Labour Party are seeking to eradicate. We want to eradicate in work poverty. I think it's a false flag, this issue of immigration.
Interesting.
So you'll be arguing for
the party conference policy, which is to maintain extend free movement rights in the manifesto.
What you are actually doing is mischaracterising Len McCluskey as some kind of false division in the Labour Party. He is the leader of the trade union that I am a member of. He talks very clearly about there not being an environment where national terms and conditions can be undermined by exploitative bosses.
I'm trying to establish what Labour's policy on immigration is. So are you in favour of extending free movement rights as the party conference voted for?
I am in favour of making sure there are conditions where no worker, whether they be British or whether they be a foreign worker, are exploited in this country, because that is the real issue. When wages are driven down, of course it increases hostility in communities. I've seen it in industrial action all over this country. The issue is not about migrant labour. The issue is about what kind of legislative environment we have for workers. And
Laura
we will
Pidcock.
Create one where all workers are protected.
We'll leave it there. Laura Pidcock, thank you.